8 hours of work per week is responsible for 80% of the results in your business. Literally, if we triple that and we go to 24 hours, we are well over 90% of, and I didn't run the math on this, but it's well over 90% of the results in your business. And so this is where you got to recognize, you know, doing the things that really move the needle and focusing on the most important tasks and projects is really where the gold is in your business. Hey there, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life in a Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. In this episode, I want to really walk through with you getting your head wrapped around the idea of working less in your business without sacrificing results. And I want to show you how this is 100% possible and not some pie in the sky fantasy or unrealistic, like just magical, like fairyland thing that will never happen. Now, I get it. Like, there's a lot of business owners out there that are working 60, 80 hour weeks, and they think that's the only way to run their business and be successful. And I'm here to tell you it's not. And in fact, that might even be hurting you, because over time, putting that amount of effort and time into your business will have, it's not if, it's will have effects in other parts of your personal life that absolutely could seep into your business and affect your ability to be successful in business. And so instead, I think a better approach, a smarter approach that's also more sustainable, is to figure out how to work less. Now, yes, there are things that have to happen for this to become a reality. You got to really focus on the best, most important parts of the business that really move the needle, and you really got to get rid of a lot of the other fluff, the things that don't make a difference. You know, I coined this term called MUD as it applies to business, and I reference it in the upcoming book I have, Business for Life. And MUD stands for meaningless, unnecessary, and distracting. And we got to get rid of those things in our business. And sometimes, you know, many people have many businesses that kind of are also MUD, not even just tasks or roles in the business, but the businesses themselves. And so we got to get rid of that and focus on what's best. But even so, like, I want to show you how this is 100% possible. And I'm going to present to you a couple pieces of evidence, you know, much like a trial attorney would do to a jury. And my hope is that I can convince you beyond a reasonable doubt that you can make this a reality as well. And so let me give you some context for this. So we do a Get a Life Getaway. Life in Air has two events, by the way. We have a Get a Life Getaway where people work on their personal vision and really define and clarify what it is they want their life to look like in a very concrete way, not mushy or not like cloudy, but really concretely, like, what do you want? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? What do you want to experience? You know, this is a combination of your dreams, your aspirations, your identity, your goals, all into this, you know, all into this document. It's pretty amazing. And so as part of this event, we want to make it, you know, where the rubber hits the road, and this is actionable. And so we have people create a calendar, an ideal week calendar, where they take things off their vision and put it onto the calendar. And once you do that first, by the way, regardless of what your commitments are right now, what your schedule looks like right now, none of that stuff matters. Just like literally just pretend it's a blank calendar where you can design it however you want. And when people put that stuff down, many times we will see, you know, 20 hours per week, I'd say on average, that people can work that is left for work in their business after they write down all the things they want to do. And so the first reaction people oftentimes have once they see this is they're like, there's no way this is possible. There's absolutely zero chance of making this happen. And yes, like I mentioned before, like, there's certain things you got to do differently, but you're not even going to do those things differently unless you think it's possible. So that's my goal of this episode, is to show you this is possible. And so the first thing I want to reference is the 80-20 principle, also known as the Pareto principle. And you've probably heard of this. This has been pretty well cited amongst the business community. And essentially it says, like, the minority of inputs leads to the majority of outputs, and vice versa in some sorts of circumstances. So for instance, you know, 80% of your customers could make up for 20% of your revenue, and 20% of your customers could make 80% of your revenue. And so those kinds of things like that. So let's apply this to time. So what this says is, you know, 20% of your time that you do in your business is going to give you 80% of your results, right? And meanwhile, the other 80% of your time is giving you 20% of the results. Now the magic, of course, is knowing which 20% and what's the 80%. But let's not dive into that yet. So let's say 20% of your time is giving you 80% of the results. Well, 20% of a 40-hour work week is 8 hours. So let that sink in for a second. I want to really restate that. 8 hours of work per week is responsible for 80% of the results in your business. 8 hours of work per week is responsible for 80% of the results in your business. And so literally, if we triple that and we go to 24 hours, we are well over 90% of, and I didn't run the math on this, but it's well over 90% of the results in your business. And so this is where you got to recognize, you know, doing the things that really move the needle and focusing on the most important tasks and projects is really where the gold is in your business. And I'll tell you, the number one problem I see over and over again is lack of focused effort over time on the things that matter. People are just so distracted. They are so, they just have so many different things pulling for their attention. Think about how quickly and, you know, something that a scroll in your newsfeed loses your attention. Like you're literally looking at seconds and just scroll, you're doom scrolling, right? And so like this is omnipresent in our lives and especially in business. And so if we use this principle to recognize, number one, that we really can get the majority of our results from a minority of our time, that just starts to open the door. Now, I know this isn't the be-all, end-all, but it's just one piece of evidence I want you to consider. Like, are you doing, you know, the 20% tasks? You know, are you doing the things that really, really, really make an impact, or are you kind of doing the fluff? Because I think a lot of people, and there's no judgment here too, because like this is a challenge I face every day as well, is really dismissing and ignoring the things that are kind of just like the fluff. You know what I mean? Like the like you're, you know, looking at your logo or you're you know, just checking emails and trying to stay busy, but you're not really doing real work. So we got Pareto principle number one. Number two is called Parkinson's law. Parkinson's law says that the amount of time it takes to finish a project is in direct proportion to the time available. In other words, hey, you got 40 hours available for work, you're going to work 40 hours. You got 80 hours available, you're going to work. And so the amount of work expands basically to the time that's given to it. And so we know this. Like if you have to get something done in 20 minutes, like you're much more likely to get it done in 20 minutes versus if you give yourself 2 hours, it's going to take you 2 hours. And so what this suggests to me is the importance of placing boundaries and guardrails on our time, which, by the way, in real life, come from your vision. Because if you have this calendar exercise and you have something coming up at noon, lunch with a friend, lunch with your spouse, you're going to your kid's school, you will get this stuff done. And so this is really a very powerful tool to help you define and delineate the difference between work time and personal time. And so when you have these little blocks of time that you have to get things done in, you're just so much more focused and streamlined. And so this is where it's really important to utilize and leverage Parkinson's law for yourself by only giving yourself a certain amount of time to get those things done. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something that will change your life when you choose to attend. And what I'm referring to is our Get a Life Getaway. This is a 3-day immersive training that Peter and I teach, and we walk you through the blueprint of how to create the detailed plan for the life you've always dreamed about. Peter, tell them what the event's like.
Yeah, so it is very personalized to you. You get to work on your own life. You let go of all the past hurts, and you actually get to create your life vision, create the life that you truly want. So how would they go about doing that, Bojo?
Dude, go to lifeinair.com, and you will see a tab for upcoming events. Click on the link. You'll read a description of the event, and then we will see you at the event itself. We do these all over the country. We do several per year, also virtually as well. And we would love to be there and walk you through this process to help you create the dream life you've always wanted. Let's get back to the episode. All right, so we have the Pareto principle, number one. We have Parkinson's law, number two. The next one, 2017, I cite this study a lot. 2017, a study was done in the UK. They surveyed 1,989 workers, and they discovered the average worker puts in 2 hours and 53 minutes. 2 hours and 53 minutes of real work out of an 8-hour workday. So let's round that to 3 hours, and we are at 15 hours per week. Now, this is where this is kind of mind-blowing, so hang with me here. 15 hours per week. 15 hours per week is accounting for not 80, not 90, but 100% of the results in their job. Literally, 15 hours per week, because they only were working 2 hours and 53 minutes on average per day. So 15 hours per week. Now, what this means is that there is a tremendous amount of waste. And by the way, if you have employees, you probably are like, I knew it. I knew they weren't working 40 hours. They're not. But like, listen, that's okay. They're still getting the results. But it just goes to show like how inefficient and ineffective we are. And you don't need those long hours, because many people can't stay focused for even a few hours a day versus 8 hours a day. And so I think like embracing human nature, embracing the human condition is going to be more effective. And so we can see that, you know, we can still get the things done we want in a fraction of the time. And now that 8-hour day in this study, I'm sure it wasn't 2 hours and 53 minutes of concrete, like, you know, head down work. It's probably interspersed where they got up and checked the news, or they went to the water cooler, or they grabbed, you know, they grabbed their buddy for a chat in the hallway. And so you got to learn to stay focused for a more extended period of time if you're really going to be concise with cutting down your time. But this is a learnable skill. And so you absolutely can learn to focus, and whether that's environmental cues that you need to reduce from your environment. And like, you know, for instance, a lot of times when I am head down and I have headphones in, I sometimes even I'll wear a hoodie and pull a hood down over my head, and like I can just focus better. It means maybe there's less distractions on your desk. It means there's a do not sign on your door. You have your browser windows closed. Your phone is not in the room. Like all these kinds of things can help. But really, like that heads down work can really like get you. And you have to listen. The less amount of time you want to spend in your business, the better you have to be at this. Because if you truly have 40 or 60 hours a week to work and still get these things done, you don't have to be that good, frankly, like, because you can just kind of, you know, fart around a little bit and still get the work done because you have the time. But if you want to work 20 hours a week or 10 hours a week, you got to be laser focused. And you also got to master some of the other things we talk about on the show, which is like automation and delegation, because there is only so much, there is a limit to how much work you can even do on your own. And so eventually you need to build that stuff out too. But like, we're not even getting into that in this episode. I'm still trying to show you this is possible. And so now we have Pareto Principle, Parkinson's Law. We have this study done. And now the last thing I want to give you is just a practical piece of advice where you've experienced this already. And it's you're leaving on a family vacation Saturday morning first thing, and you get more done that Friday than the previous Monday through Thursday. And we've all experienced this. Or maybe it's like, you know, your plane is leaving in a few hours and you have to get out these last minute things that your team is waiting for, and you get it done. And like you find a way to do it, because this is that like drive that helps you stay focused and makes you really, really hone in on a task that you need to get done. Now, can you get everything you need to get done in your business in 10 or 20 hours a week? You can't probably, but there's, like I said before, you need other people, or those things shouldn't even be done to begin with, honestly. Like there's a lot of things in the business that are really like just not contributing. That are not really like building up any value. You know, I talk, so you guys probably know I'm writing this book right now. It's called Business for Life. It'll be out in a few months. It's an in-depth approach to something I call the SEED process. SEED, S-E-A-D. And in there, I use this acronym called MUD, you know, and it stands for meaningless, unnecessary, and distracting. These are the things that we have to eliminate from our business. And so as we get rid of those things, now we have the ability to really focus on what's important and what matters. And so By the way, stand by. I'll make an announcement when the book is ready, and we'll probably do a pre-order or pre-launch. It'd be fun. And so you got to get rid of those things in the business. Otherwise, you are really, really hamstringing yourself and just kind of like chasing your tail. And I see a lot of, we just got back from a business builder workshop, and there was just a lot of people that had a lot of different challenges, a lot of which related to just not doing the right things in the business and not being focused. And so there's the four pieces of evidence I wanted to share with you as to how this is possible. Now, again, I know it doesn't happen overnight. If you're working 60 hours a week and you're trying to cut down to 20, it's going to take you some time. I mean, it might even take you a year. It might, you know, maybe that would be an exaggeration, but hopefully it's less. But whatever it is, like, just realize if you're moving in the right direction, like, that's great. And if you want Life Inner's help, you can always, you know, reach out to us and we can have the conversation. But like, you know, just take one step at a time. My recommendation very practically would be to pick one thing you really, really want to do in your life, and then put it on your calendar and honor it and figure out a way to make that thing achievable. Make it real. Make it something that you're going to honor and you're going to do it. And it doesn't matter what it is, just pick it and then commit to it. And whether it's a half day off, maybe it's a couple hours off, maybe it's a date night, whatever it is. Like I said, your vision will dictate that, but like pick that one thing and then let the business kind of reveal to you where the weaknesses are and you pressure test it so that, you know, once that is moving smooth, then you add something else in and then you pressure test the business again. Okay, what breaks? What kind of like breaks down and where do I see friction and problems, and then go fix that thing. And like step by step, you really create a business that can run pretty self-sufficiently without you. And it can sustain itself without you doing all the work. And this is ultimately where a lot of people want to go. Not to say that you want to get completely out of the business, because many people, if they love what they do, want some involvement. But it just is a lot more of a freedom-centric approach to business when you have the choice as to how much you work and that you have both a life and business you love. Listen, so that's all I wanted to wrap up for the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you do something with this. Really, really pick one thing you want to do off your vision, off that calendar. And by the way, if you haven't done this, come out to a Get a Life Getaway. We'll help you. And then let's start moving you towards this so you can work as many hours as you want your business without guilt, without worry, without stress over what's going to happen when you're not there, and so that you can get things done and really rock and roll. All right, we'll see you next week, everyone. Take care.